A choir of Xhosa people sings, "The Sangoma is coming, get the children out of the way." Traditionally, Sangomas interact with the spirits of their ancestors. They brew concoctions called muti to protect people from harm, and also to ensure good luck, prosperous business, and a faithful husband or wife. But perhaps a Sangoma's biggest role is to save people from serious illnesses believed to be caused by witches and evil spirits. A thunderstorm and rain lashes Nozolile Zintoyinto's mud hut in Bulungula. The 82-year-old has been a Sangoma here for more than 60 years. Mostly, she says, she helps people who've been cursed by their enemies. Zintoyinto explains that such patients experience intense physical pain and also vomit profusely.
This is caused by evil spirits. Then I wash them with a traditional mixture of herbs and roots. I stand on their back to straighten them, and I rub their legs with the muti. This makes the evil spirits leave them alone, and they get better.
She maintains it's also evil spirits who are infecting so many local people with HIV.
I've heard that you get HIV through sex, but I also know that there are witches busy mixing muti to poison people so that they get HIV.
But then Zintoyinto makes a statement that sets her apart from many other traditional healers in South Africa.
I encourage people to be tested for HIV because Sangomas like me cannot heal HIV. I was told this by the ancestors' spirits. So it's better to send the infected people for treatment at the hospital than to give traditional medication to them that won't work.
The Sangoma's promotion of modern medicine in the form of antiretroviral or ARV pills to treat HIV is unusual, but it's a view that's gaining increasing support from traditional healers. In a village a few miles from Zintoyinto's hilltop hut, a slight young woman grabs a loudhailer. She introduces herself as Veliswa Manundu. She's 32 years old and HIV positive. This is a part of the world where those known to have the virus are discriminated against and shunned. So people infected with HIV in Bulungula usually keep it a secret, but not Manundu.
I'm living with HIV, and my heart told me to tell everyone about this so that I could give hope to others, to help them to cope with it when they are diagnosed with HIV.
The fact that Manundu is also a Sangoma makes her an even bigger rarity in Bulungula. She says the spirits called her to be a traditional healer when she was a teenager.
In the dreams, I saw my ancestors, the old people who had lived before me. They told me I must be a Sangoma. They told me I must always wear white clothing and these beads around my neck.
Like Zintoyinto, Manundu is a firm advocate of ARVs and not traditional medicines to treat HIV. She says the epidemic is transforming the role of the Sangoma.
Long ago, there was no such thing as HIV. Long ago, it was okay to treat most diseases with traditional medicine. But those days are gone. HIV and AIDS have changed everything and are forcing us to change our culture and traditional practices.
Manundu takes people to hospital to be tested for HIV and guides them through the traumatic process. She and the nurses cooperate in an example of tradition and modern medical science melding together to combat HIV.
If people test positive, the nurses refer them immediately to me. I give them advice in detail. I explain to them where they can get ARVs. And I also teach them how to take the pills properly and how to prevent spreading HIV.
But the revolution in the ranks of traditional healers in Bulungula isn't complete. In a dark hut near the mouth of a swollen river, a man sits on a plastic beer crate swinging a cattle whip. His bloodshot eyes blink as he drinks from a polystyrene cup of gin. He's Meledinga Machi, and he's the local Ikwele, or traditional Xhosa herbalist. Machi insists he's never seen a patient with HIV. I've only heard about this HIV thing on the radio, he says. Machi acknowledges that he doesn't pay much attention to HIV, even though he's scared of it, as he's heard, again from the radio, that it's a killer. The herbalist says he sees no reason to encourage his patients to get tested for HIV. This thing is no big deal in my life, he says, with a smile. But despite Machi's apparent willful ignorance of HIV, Sangomas here are slowly coming to believe that it's the greatest evil spirit they've yet encountered, and that only by embracing modern medicine can they exorcise the demon. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Bulungula, South Africa.
Vumani galo. Siyavuma. Yivumeni into. Siyavuma. Vumani. Siyavuma.